After we get.
Amen. This song is dedicated to our young people and, of course, to the Lord. It's put together with a little help from some other artists that you will hear. And I want to thank Brother Mike because he encouraged me last night. So I went ahead and went back and wrote what I was working on. Okay. And it's called I Believe.
I don't know about the future.
got another one to copyright this one.
Yeah.
Brother Mike is going to copyright that poem too from his and that other song. See, that's what I'm saying, John. For God will be able to reward you. I remember one time I come up with a riff. I'm a musician, you know. I used to play a lot. I don't get to play as much as I used to. Don't tell nobody. I was out playing in a club. Take the inspiration on the piano that night. And came back home. I never heard me play that riff before. I played it again. But somebody else also heard me play. Next thing I know, it was on the radio.
Wow.
Before I could even put my C after it, amen. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm so glad to be right where I am. Amen.
Amen.
Miss Barron just did something to the thing. Will you help me? The woman at the well. We found out that Jesus met her at the well. Amen?
Amen.
We found out that... Thank you. We found out that it wasn't an accident that Jesus was there at the well to meet her. Amen.
Amen.
We found that out? Mm-hmm. We found out that he made contact with her, even though that she was being ostracized by her people.
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus still would go through Samaria, go through a place where Jews wouldn't go, and take the time to be sitting at the well. She probably lay, or he was early. He was already there. And here she comes, and he says, "Give me to drink." She goes on this learning trip with Jesus, amen? That Jesus wants us to learn how to be able to help people at the well in their life. Believe it or not, everybody has a well experience that comes to Christ. They find out that they have nothing to draw the water out, the living water out there. They find out that the well is deep, and it seems the more that they try to get the water, that the deeper the well gets. Well, you know, I once you get to chasing that thing and running after that thing, and it just keeps getting further and further away, and it just keeps moving. And there's a book out about it. It's called Who Keeps Moving My Cheese? But the cheese keeps moving. It's not most of the time ready for you to get the cheese. Every now and then you see those catches that keep pulling the string. The well keeps getting deeper and deeper. So no matter what we do, we can't ever seem to get the living water from our wells. And guess what? It's an operation. I don't care if you get a little bit of the water, you're going to be thirsty, the word of God says. Amen. You're going to thirst again. Do you believe that? The Bible says if you just keep drinking this water from the well of the earth, the well of mankind, that you're going to keep being thirsty. But if you drink of this well, you shall never thirst
again.
So we already know he didn't flip the script on. And she starts to get a little uncomfortable because Jesus challenged her last week, amen? Y'all were here for the challenge? where he challenged her that you were drinking the wrong water. You're out here doing everything that you're trying to do, and it's the wrong water. So he challenged her. You know, she wanted to get into a discourse with Jesus, talking about that. I was like, you don't have anything to eat, girl. I ain't water out the well with. What are you talking about, water? You mean, why are you asking me for water? I'm a woman. I'm a Samaritan. What you even doing here? Aren't you a Jew? Listen to me. Jesus will go out of his way. The Holy Spirit will go out of his way. God will go out of his way to get you out of your Samaria. Somebody said, thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he went there. And Jews wouldn't go there. They would travel a whole day out of their way to just not go through there. They would certainly not drink from a Samaritan's cup. So she doesn't even offer him her cup because she already knows he won't even drink from her cup. And he just said, he didn't get the cups for anything. He just said, give me to drink. So she goes on this diatribe about how in verse 11, how she doesn't have anything and he doesn't have anything to draw out the water with. And then she starts going on about her father Jacob and how he gave them the drink in the well. And is he greater than Jacob? Where's your cup, she was telling him. You can't have nothing but my cup. I'm a Samaritan. We don't drink out each other's cup. Then Jesus says in answer in verse 11, he said, 13, he says, and whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. She's already like starting to get uncomfortable. See, at the well, Jesus will make you uncomfortable. That's what we're talking about today. Over when we drop down now to verse 16 through 18. He tells her to go back. Jesus says unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast five husbands, and he whom thou hast now is not thou husband. In that saith thou truly. The fact that she has five husbands and the man that you are now with is not your husband, Jesus turns around and says, you might be right about that. Jesus turns around and says, you are not even married now. I gotta let this one sink in just a little bit. Because now Jesus is starting to confront her. In the confrontation part of bringing people to where we're going today, you have to let the Holy Spirit lead you.
That's right.
Remember where we started this? 1 month?
2 years.
2 years? The Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. He's going to send you into some folks' Samarias, but we have to learn to. Because all kind of stuff is being taught out there. It's not godly. It's joy in people. Mm-hmm. It's got people mad at people. Mm-hmm. People mad at preachers. People mad at deacons. People mad at people at church. People mad at church. People mad at church. People.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to meet people at their need in their Samaria. God wants to send you into that place so that you can help them draw the water out of the well that they can't get the water out of. So yes, some of them are mad at preachers. They just men. They're going to mess up. They're just men. Remember, we don't mess up. But understand, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We get sidetracked at the way. Next thing you know, we're talking about those church people, all of the church people back there. When I ask you this, what does that have to do with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Yeah, the devil would hinder you there at the well.
That's right.
He would steal your joy out at that well. Who knows? That hindrance might sometimes be sitting in the church with you, and they say something mean or unkind to you, or hurt your feelings. And next thing you know, you're mad about everything, about everybody at the church. You're blaming God now. He comes to meet you at the end. Now let's see if we can get something from this story real quick here, my friends. It appears that Jesus is being insensitive to this woman. He said, you're not married now. You've had five husbands, and the one you sleeping with, come on, get real.
Amen.
Amen.
The one you fornicating with, let's get real.
Amen.
The one you laying around with, let's get real here, what Jesus is talking about, is not your husband. It was like he went over to her and just said, you need to wake up. Seems like Jesus is being insensitive. Amen, somebody? Why bring up the woman's past when he's trying to give us some living water? Why bring it up, brother? Why bring it up? Why bring it up, sister? Why even go there when you're trying to, just come up and fill up some chips? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on. Why bring up your past when all you want to do is just get the money up and it's like your place? Come on, somebody. Why bring up the past and all you want to do is be able to hit that little count meter where we had 15, 16, 17, and we had 25 today? That would seem like a lot right here, right? You know I'm going to go there. But at the well, come at the well. At the well, Jesus.
At the well.
Wake up. Why bring up her past? Jesus, was Jesus trying to embarrass her?
Well,
let me tell you something. The answer is no. But his instruction to tell her to go call her husband did indeed make her uncomfortable.
Right?
She did not want to go into it. No, she didn't want to go into it. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. I have no husband. You made a record about that. No diggity, no doubt. It was true. She was uncomfortable, but that was only part of the story, wasn't it? She was only partly telling the truth, wasn't she? She knew she was hiding the truth, didn't she? But what she didn't know, that Jesus also knew what she was hiding.
And so he proceeds to reveal the rest of the story. God will meet you at the well, and he will tell you the rest of the story, the stuff that you have been hiding, the stuff that you don't want nobody else to know about, the stuff that hinders you, the stuff that keeps you from getting the water out of the well. Jesus will come to you and tell you the rest of the story. The woman has had five husbands, and the man that she is currently living with is not her husband. So she gets a reality check from Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus will give you a reality check.
That's right.
Yes.
At your will.
Yes.
He's just teaching us how to act right at the well, how to respond at the well. I thought about this thing. You know, how could a woman in that day have had five husbands? That's a lot even for today, right? I know we pick them up and put them down pretty good now. But that's a lot even for today. So I asked myself, did they all die? Probably not. Has she been divorced five times? Like, was there infidelity and promiscuous behavior in her background? More than likely. She was certainly living at the present time a sinful life with a man that she wasn't even married to. So Jesus walks right up to her, smacks her without even raising his hand or his voice. A verbal slap right in the face, and yet it's one of the most loving things he could have done for
her. Yes.
I'm not trying to fill up seats. I'm trying to change people's lives.
Jesus.
I'm not trying to get so that we can have a great big coffee and a great big building. You know, that's not my mission in life. My mission in life is to instill some water for your well so that you can draw it out.
Amen.
At the well. And God's now going to put you in people's Samarias. People are in their Samarias in their life, and they're lost, and they're hurting. They're all around you. And we got to be bold enough and have enough courage to walk through Samaria. Come on, somebody. You don't want to go there because they don't walk right. You don't want to go there because they stink. You don't want to go there because they don't talk like you. They don't look like you. They might even don't have the same colors. Come on, somebody. They don't have the same color skin we have. I don't go in that Samaria. I'll go around there. Calling things unclean when Jesus says, hey, don't call things unclean. God said, get clean. We won't go through our Samarias to pick up the people that God wants us to pick up. He's trying to help you too. So don't let them look all religious on you because you got in the water now.
Come on.
You got thirsty no more. Turn it, pick it up, pick it up. Well, then go get some of it away. Help somebody else get it out of the well. Because if you get deep, they don't have anything to draw it out with.
Yes.
All y'all should be identifying where your Samaria is. It might be right there in your house. I don't know. You should have an identification with the land. The Samaria. Okay, that's my only point for you today. My only point. And you're going to work on it just a little bit. Amen.
Amen.
Because this is what happened at the well.
Yes.
There's an important principle at work at the well today. Mm-hmm. Without conviction of sin. Mm-hmm. Without conviction of sin, there can be no real conversion. There can be no conversion.
Y'all know how many people sitting up in church and there's been no real conversion. The Holy Spirit has to convict you. The Holy Spirit has to find you. The Holy Spirit has to draw you out of that deep place, that dark place that you were in. Showed you that you need help. That you can't save yourself. That you can't smoke enough. You can't do drugs enough. You can't drink enough. You can't make enough money. There's not enough hours in the day. You can't get this thing filled. You can't satisfy yourself. God sees behind your mask. Oh yeah, we got some folks wear masks. Just had a couple of them just killed them this week. They get on top of the world, they can't hang on straight. Kill yourself! How? The mask! And he wouldn't let God take the mask off. He wanted to hold on to the mask so much that he would rather hang himself on a string so that he wouldn't have to take off the mask and see who he really was. That's what they're doing. Jesus was there. Don't do it. Take the mask off. I'm sorry, just don't you do it. At the well. But until we come to grips with the sickness of sin and our own, listen to me, willful disobedience. I'm sure this is, don't jump off the chair, son. We can fix this. I'm praying for you right now that you don't do it. But he's still eating, even at that moment, he doesn't take your free will. He doesn't take it from you. The one that hangs stars, the one that hangs the moon, could tie you up right there on the spot. You wouldn't be able to do nothing. He'd be like this. Still doesn't take your free will. And he lets you make your own decision, man.
That's right.
But you see, our disobedience, that we have to give it up, that we have to see that we cannot save ourselves. So I ask you the question, is Jesus being cruel here at the end?
No.
Is Jesus being nasty to this woman?
No.
Y'all ready to go through the Bible with me?
Yes, let's do
this. Over in Mark 17, you see, you'll find out that Jesus is trying to help somebody. He's trying to tell people where you know what. Oftentimes, we all trying to get those folks that are they all right. They say they got the water store. If they say they got the water, then why are we sitting there worrying about them? They got their water now. We got to find people who don't have water. Amen.
Amen.
And over in Mark 2:17. Say amen when you have it.
Amen.
We use the Bible here in this church because when you go home, I want you to be able to go home and study the Word of God. I want you to go home and say, you know, Pastor said something about this and we read it and I always thought it was one word different or this word different, but he read it to me now and that's exactly what it says. He didn't make anything up. I want you to be able to say that about me. I want you to be able to say that about this word that comes from this pulpit, amen?
Amen.
That it's not my opinion. It's not what I think.
Amen.
It's what I believe when it says over in Mark 2:17. He had been going around and he was eating with sinners, y'all. He was back up in Samaria's again. They were mad with him because he was sitting down eating with folk and talking with folk and that they want church people.
Amen.
They don't even go to church.
Why?
So here he is over there. He says to them in 17, and when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they are whole. Talking about them, all the people who came to be religious. They are whole and they what? Have no need of
a physician.
But
They that are what?
Sick.
I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Somebody give God a hand clap. Y'all have great views. I'm not even interested in trying to fill up these pews as small as these little pews are right now. I'm not interested in trying to fill up this pews with people who don't need a position. And if the Lord just some folk up in here who want to help us do the work, fine. Come up here with your eyes and we do it that way. No, we go and call out and find that which is sick. Here telling us how to operate. We're going to operate by the word of God. So you have to learn to go through Samaria, my family. The Lord's going to protect you. He's going to, if you get real big and bold with it, he's going to teach you how to walk on serpents. He's going to teach you how to put stuff under your feet. He's even going to make you strong enough so that when you talk to people, they're going to feel the Holy Spirit. They're going to become convicted of their sin because they are sick.
Lord, have mercy.
They are sick. Second Timothy, come on, let's keep learning. Amen.
Amen.
Let's keep learning. We gotta learn that there is no repentance, there is no conversion without this convicting power. That Michael Jackson talking about the man in the mirror. Well, I wish he really would have met the Jesus that gave him the reflection.
Yes.
He was made in his image.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. 2 Timothy 2. Let me know when you have all the keys together. You should be right there on top of it right now. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to run out of this Bible. There should be some Bible starting to fall apart up here, man. I know Miss Joanne is one thing. Water, nice Bible. I got to catch it. She had to put it in the Bible Hall of Fame. Hallelujah. Take it for part of it. Praise God. I like that. Yeah, pull out a Bible on somebody. Take it all stuck together. Things so new. You ain't opened it. You've never been open. You can't find that. You don't even know where X is. Brand new Bible. 2. Look at verses 25 and 26. In meekness, instructing those that do what?
Oppose themselves.
See, you have to understand the Bible is giving you revelation into what you are talking to.
Amen.
Who you are talking to. You're talking to people who oppose them. They don't mean it. They might think that they got it going on. They might think that they go get ready to go out and have a great time. They might think that they're the ones that are doing it right and you're the one that is doing it wrong. But you walk in there, you're in Samaria, and God's telling you who you're talking to. You're talking to somebody who opposes themselves. And who's the part you want to believe?
Yeah.
They might even put out a knot on you. Stop showing off. Whose report are you going to believe at the well? Going through Samaria. Whose report? Let's finish that. And it says here, if God by chance will give them what?
Repentance.
Look what happens. You're there at the well. God allows you to go to the well with some water. You say, listen, well, I go through Samaria. And for all that you just did, God is allowing you to walk the river. Who? Him. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful privilege.
Yes,
he does not need you to go to anybody in Samaria. We get to that later. Mm-hmm. But he allows us to go.
That's
he wants us to go. He encourages us to go. But look what happens there. He said, peradventure God will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who has taken
by
him
as his will.
And God sends you in there with the well water that gives eternal life. He allows you to come in that picture. Such a serious picture. Such a divine appointment. Jesus already had that woman in mind. He was laid up at the well waiting for her. Since the foundations of the world begin, he was already knew she was coming there at the well, and he knew that she was going to be there because despite all her wrinkles, despite all her warts, despite all her five husbands, despite her fornication, despite all the things that she was doing, she loved her so much, he laid up at the well. She running late. We can't even go now. Go to Samaria. Jesus laid up there. You see, this is no different than a doctor who prescribed surgery than what Jesus is doing to this lovely poor woman here. When a doctor is no different than when a doctor saves your life, it's no less when a doctor saves your life. God sees behind the tumor, you see. The doctor has to go get the tumor. Or you're going to die. You're going to die. The doctor sees the need. Will the operation be painful when the doctor sticks that knife and cuts you long, deep, and wide and pulls you open? Have you ever seen a heart transplant or a heart bypass surgery? Your chest is all spread wide open, they got clamps and take that thing out of here. But if he didn't hurt you, you would not be able to be what?
Yeah.
Would it be painful?
Oh.
No diggity. No doubt. At the well. God is going to have to hurt you a little bit. So that you can see that you need a what? Savior. So that you can get the water out of the well. So that you can get eternal life at the well.
Amen.
I'm not come to call the wretched but sinners to repentance, Jesus said.
Why?
Just as a doctor sometimes has to hurt you, Jesus too has to reach you to that spot.
Yes.
And convict you of sin and righteous unrighteousness so that you will turn yourself around and he's trying to help you.
Jesus.
Trying to help you. What is he trying to do, Pastor? He's trying to help you.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, I thought about this thing the other day. You know, people want to take down the Ten Commandments from this building and that building, and they don't want to pray in schools anymore. We voted for that too, y'all.
Yes.
And we don't want to do this, and we don't want to do that anymore. Just taking God out of all of the squares of the public. Why would government people do that? Why? Because we run not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rule of darkness of this world and spirits of wickedness and harlotry.
Yeah, come on now.
We have to learn what they're doing to us.
Yeah.
They're to find out that they're just trying to kill us.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You know, John the Baptist, we're right up in there. And he got his hair turned cold. And he told her, he said, that woman's not your wife. That's your brother's wife. Why would he go through that Samaria? Why would he go through that Samaria knowing that he might not come out there with his head? He knew. Because God sent him to the well of that man's wife. He sent those words to that man so that he might not sin. Did John the Baptist run?
No.
Was he hitting?
No.
He knew he was going up into the nastiest man in the land. And we won't even say, God bless you. I couldn't hear you. Much as say Jesus loves you. I'm baby. I think he said it's somebody else maybe. Might be some kind of freaky leaky. Jesus loves you.
Yes,
he was trying to bring her out. He was trying to bring her around and being convicted that he might repent and receive forgiveness through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you know what? We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It says over in Romans 6, where it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And he's trying to make you see this as well. We must learn as the world to have self-control. But he's trying to show you that you need self-control. You know something? One of the biggest things that's lacking in people is there's a lack of self-control.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm not going to teach you, man. Turn your to Titus. You should be close. One book behind Timothy. Be close. Let's do this. Turn to Titus chapter 2. I'd like for you to have this so that you can go home, internalize it, meditate on it, test it and see if it's not good. And prayerfully, God will help you deliver some of this word at somebody's will. Amen. You should be there. We're real close. Chapter 2, verse 11. It says here, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Somebody say all men.
All men.
Some people don't want to. Some people are gonna. They gonna curse you out. They gonna say, no, I don't know nothing about your God. You know now what you're talking to. Yes, it has.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So some people say, well, what about those pages where they? I don't know how he did it, but he did it. He made a way.
Yes, he
has. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's the grace of God that bringeth what?
Salvation
has appeared to some men.
All men.
Real good men.
All men.
The ones with nice hair.
All men.
Nice bank accounts.
All men.
Two camels and a donkey. All men.
Amen.
Somebody ought to give God an exact way. Yeah. You walk in up in there with the water. You walk in up in there with the water. Well, I don't know anything about your Jesus. Oh, man! Uh-huh. And he sends you into that Samaria. You remember John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. They might say some things to you that hurt your feelings. You know what they say to me? And people called me crazy. People told me it was my own opinion. I ain't going back there no more. Verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should what?
Live
righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Look, don't stop now. Who will
gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, that is a blessed word. So he picks you up, he turns you around, he goes into your Samaria, he takes you off your solid ground, he fixes your heart, he fixes your mind, and then he says, get back out there and go to somebody's well.
Lord,
I didn't give you all this well word for you just to get set to be on Sunday morning, just act it all up like it's all yours. Now go your way. When a brother holler at you, go give it away. When somebody say, well, go give it away. You've been there right through well, but you see here, what is it? Do you see this thing? Oh, Lord, I can't finish this message. Look what, look what happens at the well, Lord. Look at verse 12. He teaches us at the well. Through that convicting power. And we are drunk, and we are drugged, and we are whoremonger, and we are cheat, and we are lying. Whatever it is, you at the well, God gonna take the mask off. That we can't save ourselves, that we're broken and busted down in despair, that we've been trying to do it this way and just won't. This woman had five husbands, and each one, I'm sure she said, this one's good. This time it will get better. This time it will get better. This is the man for me. And he says that he's teaching us that. Denying ungodliness. He's teaching us that. And worldly. Oh yeah, we like good life. For all that is in you. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes, and pride of life. And these things are not of, not of God. That we should not try to drink every bottle dry. He said, like, we should try to live what? Soberly. He didn't say they never drink. I don't even teach you that. It said, but you gotta learn to control yourself.
Why, man?
And whatever that control is, that's what it is. If it's one drink, fine. If it's no drinks, fine.
Right. Amen.
I don't know when you can't control yourself no more. God knows. That you should look soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. So yeah, I can't go and have no drinks in front of nobody because they're like, you know, that pastor had a drink. I know that was a big deal. And so I have to preclude myself because I don't want to miss nobody at the well. Come on, somebody. We don't want to miss nobody at the well when God is sending you out to there, Samaria.
Lord, I wish I had time to finish the message. Do I have to? Anybody got any place to be at 105?
Bring it.
That's right.
You gotta learn to have some control.
Yes, Lord.
In regards to resisting sin. Right. And living righteously for God. And God must convince you that you have to act like Joseph. Y'all can read that story when you get home. Roman Genesis 39. Boy, did he run out of that room with Papa? He believed the report of the Lord. And it cost him anyway. But then look what happened. He rewarded him. Come on, Angela.
Amen.
You have to learn to have self. At the well, Jesus is saying to this woman, he said, you need to learn to have self-control. But he still met her somebody give God a hand clap. He needs, he's not going to help me. Do you know what I've done, Lord preacher? Do you know the things that I've said? And there he is. He meets her. Her friends wouldn't even talk. She didn't have no friends. She there at the well all by herself. And whenever all the rest of the women go to the well and have their little pig place and time together where they catch up on the things at the house and what this one is doing and that one's doing, they wouldn't even walk with her to the well. She was broken. She had a hole in her heart. Before we're convicted of sin, however, and while we're convicted of sin, I should say that. While we're being convicted of sin, he's teaching us self-control at the same time. And while we're being convicted of this sin, you know what else he's doing at the well? He's convincing you that there is a judgment coming. You finally realize that this whole life is not all that it is. You finally realize that you've been built to last forever. You finally realize that there's no expiration date on something that's going on in you. You come to grips with, I'm going to die. What's going to happen after I die? Well, you know what the Bible says over in Hebrews 9:27? It says it's appointed once unto man to die, and then the judgment. That's what's going to happen after you die. He has to convince you that you need a Savior. He has to challenge you. He has to confront you. He has to make you realize that you want to stand in front of me, sonny, and give an account of all the things you've done in the body, good and bad, and you need Jesus.
Yes.
To cover you with his blood. Don't you walk in with all that mess talking about this is what I've done. I don't care how good it is. I don't care how good it is. But he will cover you. As well. The Lord has to convict you of this. Y'all want to see something? I said 5 minutes. Y'all can get it from me. You all right? Time. One. We're going to move so fast. I'm just going to show you because I want you to go and study it. Because we have to come back now. Because this woman, she's not saved yet. Amen? She's not saved yet. She said, sir, give me this water to drink. She ain't ready yet. He's still working with her. Amen?
Amen.
And so he's still in the present over the beginning. It says in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning
was the Word, and the world is with God, and the world was God.
Amen. Then you go to verse 9. That the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him. God has to get you to know who he is. He has to convict you of sin and unrighteousness. And that you can't come up there any other way but by the blood of
Jesus.
He has to convince you of that. At the
well.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I said we're moving fast now. Go to Revelations. Because we already did it by Hebrews 9:27. Wrote that down. Right? I just gave you that one. Revelation 20. Sure, there ain't no problem about it. Way back at the end of the Bible. Revelation 20. Look at 11. Look at verse 11. And I saw a great white throne. And him that sat on it. From whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Lord have mercy. You thought you were covered up.
You thought it was the end. You thought it was over. Come with me. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the book according to their works. You thought you were hiding in verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell, you already in hell. You thought that was bad enough. Come on, y'all, come with me. And hell delivered up the dead which were in what?
In
them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And those who don't believe the report of the Lord, those that don't have their well experience, come on somebody, those who don't know that the Lord is trying to help you right now and convict you of sin and unrighteousness, and he's sending you out there to tell people that there is not only one time that he's going to judge you, he's going to pull you up out of that high grave you thought you were covered up in, and he's going to do it again. They cast you into a lake of fire. You better stop sugarcoating this thing with people. They need to know God is not playing at the well.
That's right.
So by asking this woman to go get her husband, do you think that Jesus was just trying to be mean? No, when Jesus exposes this woman's whole life pursuit of happiness. Come on, somebody. Pleasure. Mm-hmm. One failed relationship after another. Come on, somebody. And each time she says, this time I'll be happy. Each time she was disappointed. She was now so disappointed, she won't even risk it anymore. She just sleeps around. But Jesus went into her loneliness. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
And he saw that hole in her heart. Somebody say, praise God. She couldn't fill it up with men. Somebody say, she couldn't fill it up. And Jesus' words are not irrelevant to her then or to us today, when we have been tricked into believing that if we only find the right man, if we only find the right job, if we only find the right amount of this or the right level of that, and we are never ever satisfied because we never get the living water out of the well.
Amen.
This is the end of it.
Amen.
You can't drink enough. Smoke enough, dope enough, money enough, woman lives enough, man lives enough. You can't sleep around enough. Now they call it hooking up enough. You can't do any of that enough. You're going to always be disappointed.
That's right.
Why?
That's right.
Because you were created to know the creator of the universe.
That's right.
He created you to know him. And you at the well, and are you going to be obedient or not, is what we need to go and tell people. Tell, are you going to be obedient? You going to drink this water or not? You can't save them. No, God saves them.
Amen.
You trying to be friends. Woo. I know I better shut up now. With them. But at the well, if you met Jesus, fill up that vacuum in every man and woman's heart. Remember that John 19? That light, the light of every heart that comes into you. There's nothing else that you can stick in there. At the well.
Amen.
But the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That they could never thirst again. And y'all come back next week and let's see how he gets us saved. Amen.
Amen.
Confrontation at the well. Had to do it,
amen.
We about ready to this altar Christ.